Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. This week we are studying the name of the Lord. Throughout Scripture, we see many names for God and for the Lord Jesus Christ, and studying them gives us great insight into the character of God, into the promises of God, into the heart of God toward His people. Because God Himself has revealed to us through these names so many attributes of His own character. Today I want to talk to you about the name Abba Father. Of all the divine names and titles of God, none is more comforting than that of Abba Father. The word Abba is actually a term of simple affection, an Aramaic word for father. It's also translated Papa or Daddy. Abba Father means that we have been adopted as His own children. In Romans chapter 8, verses 15 and 16 in the Amplified Translation, we find these words, "For the Spirit which you have now received is not a spirit of slavery to put you once more in bondage to fear, but you have received the Spirit of adoption, the Spirit producing sonship, in the bliss of which we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself testifies, together with our own spirit, that we are children of God." Paul, the writer here of this epistle to the Romans, gives us some interesting insight. He talks about the fact that we have been given a new spirit. It's a spirit of adoption, the spirit that produces sonship. And in that spirit, which was given to us when we're born again, when we come into right relationship with God, we can cry, Abba, Father. We can use that precious and dear name, Abba, Father, when we address God, because He has brought us into a place of relationship, a place of closeness, a place where we have truly been adopted by God as His own dear children. Now, this metaphor of adoption was a very significant one to the Romans to whom Paul wrote, because under Roman law, it was a very serious change of life to be adopted into another family. Let me give you some of the specifics about adoption under Roman law. First of all, the adoptee lost all rights to the old family and gained all rights to the new one. In Romans 8, verse 17, it says, "We have become co-heirs or joint heirs with Christ. We are heirs of God the Father and joint heirs with Christ." You could say our brother, because we've been adopted by God as sons of God and daughters of God. We've become joint heirs with Christ. What's interesting here is, under Roman law, the adopted person lost all rights to the old family, but gained all rights to the new family. When you come into the family of God, you gain all rights to the new family. Everything that comes with coming into that new family now belongs to you. The second thing about Roman adoption at the time this was written was that the adoptee became an heir to the father's estate, so that you could say all that the father had belonged now to the adopted son upon his death, of course. The adoptee became an heir to the father's estate. You could say that when you come into the family of God, all that God has becomes yours. That is an exciting prospect, and this is revealed through this name, Abba Father. This place where we become adopted by the precious God, Father God Himself. The third and an interesting aspect of Roman adoption was that the old life of the adoptee was completely erased as if it never existed, including all debts owed, so that when one person became adopted into another family, everything he'd done in this past life as a part of the other family was completely erased from history as far as the Roman law was concerned. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, we know that we are told, "He who is in Christ is a new creation. The old is gone, but the new has come." And this is exactly the way it was if you were adopted under Roman law at that time. Everything from the past was completely gone, and everything now had become brand new. You're a brand new part of a brand new family. Even your old debt of sin has been erased when you come into the family of God. The fourth thing was, under Roman law, in the eyes of the law, the adoptee was absolutely the child of the new father, just as much as if he had been naturally born to the father. So in the eyes of the law, the adoptee was absolutely the child of the new father. So much so that Nero, who became the emperor later on, was adopted by the previous emperor, Claudius, for the very purpose so that he would succeed his throne. He knew the law. He knew if he had been adopted, he would immediately inherit the position of emperor upon the death of Claudius. And so Claudius agreed to adopt Nero. That's how serious it was for a person to become adopted under Roman law. They became absolutely the child of the new father. When you come into the kingdom of God and into the family of God's dear son, you absolutely become a child of the new father, God. How much of that reality has become yours? Are you still feeling like you are the stepchild, that you don't deserve to partake of all that belongs to the family of God? Then you have not taken a hold of the truth of God's word when he says that we've been adopted as his very own children and that we can cry, "Abba, Father, Daddy God, Papa God." God wants you to believe his word, and his word is perfectly true. When you become adopted into the new family of God, you are truly and surely part of this family. You look to God as your father, not with a sense of unworthiness, but a sense of having been made worthy through Jesus Christ, through the love of God, through the mercy of God, not because of what you've done. Many religious systems have taught for many years that you had to earn God's love or earn God's favor or earn God's mercy. These things are totally unbiblical teachings. You have to understand that nothing you or I could ever do would merit God's forgiveness, God's love, or his grace towards us. It is only through believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior that he was worthy to take away our sins, and his sacrifice was enough to put away your sin forever, and that you can come into that place of adoption where you become part of the family of God and you can rest in the reality and the truth that God's your father and that he loves you and that he doesn't look down upon you, but instead with love in his eyes, he looks towards you. He knows your weaknesses. He's not at all blind to our sins, but he made provision for our sins. With the blood of Jesus and with our own confession and repentance of sin and accepting Jesus' work for us, we can have all our sins forgiven. 1 John 1:9 is one of the most comforting verses to a Christian who struggles in their walk with God. It says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." If we are willing to confess our sins, if you're a believer and you know you've sinned and you're feeling terrible about it, then you just need to take a hold of the word of God. He loves you. He's your father. But he says, if we confess our sins, God is faithful and he's just to forgive us and to cleanse us, which means to wash you totally clean of all of your uncleanness, of all of your unrighteousness, of all of your sin. That's what you have to do to stay in right standing with God once you have come into relationship with him through accepting the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ for your very own life. Then you can remain in right standing with God. That's his promise. What a beautiful and comforting thing that is. Then you can call on Abba, Father, Papa God. Forgive me, Lord. I've sinned. Forgive me, Lord. I lied today. Or forgive me, Lord. I wasn't truthful in that matter. Forgive me, Lord. I haven't taken time to pray. whatever the situation you may be in, confess your sins to Him. He's faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And He wants you to call Him Abba, Father. He gave that name to us. He identified Himself as Abba, Father to us in the Scriptures so that we could have that close relationship with Him. That's God's heart towards you today. Do you know your Abba, Father, or have you drawn near to Him? He wants you to. That's one of the names of God that He's revealed to us so that we don't have to stand distant from God. He's called us near. And the Scripture tells us in James, draw near to God and He will draw near to you. So draw near to God today and call upon your Abba, Father. That's all the time we have for today, but I want to make you aware of our special offer for this month. If you're interested in further study on the names of the Lord, just write to us, and with any donation of $30 or more to Hidden with Christ Ministries, we will send you our 6-tape series called The Name of the Lord is a Strong Tower. Make sure you ask for it specifically when you write. Thanks for listening today. Thank you so much for listening. I would just love to hear from you if this broadcast has been a blessing in your life. And if you will call or write to me, I will send you 2 of my free monthly teaching pamphlets. In these pamphlets, I write each month about a down-to-earth subject that will help you in your daily walk with the Lord. It's a practical teaching that you can also share with a friend to whom it may also be a blessing, which is why I send you 2 copies. Won't you call or write to me today and request these free teaching pamphlets? You can contact us on our toll-free number or write to us at the address that will be mentioned in just a moment. Or if you have internet access, be sure to contact us through our website. Thanks again for listening. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.